You're listening to Tin Pod Radio. This is Nick Brokenshire from the Once and Future Queen.
February 24th, 25th, and 26th.
February 24th, 25th, and 26th for what?
Great Festival.
Oh, Great Festival. Okay, cool. Now we're starting Talladega Nights.
Ricky Booby.
What'd you do with the volume control, Mark?
America's all about speed. Hot, nasty speed. Eleanor Roosevelt.
This movie's the best.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. You ain't first, you're last.
What if I put the subtitles on?
I like to picture him as Christmas Jesus.
8 pound baby Jesus. Damn, she ain't even having to push or anything.
That thing just shot out.
For real. God, I would punch him.
Let's start over, because I ain't watching something with subtitles on. It's like watching something at fucking Mars House.
It literally started. It was like 2 seconds.
Brian doesn't care.
It'll go back to where it was. Oh, no, it didn't. Might be.
You know why? Because there was only 2 seconds of movie.
Well, we get to hear more of that Roger Miller song to start.
Okay, so Funko is giving away the NYCC exclusive Scott Pilgrim and Knives show. So go look up Funko on Facebook.
How do you enter?
You like and then comment which character you want to see.
Which character?
Silent podcast is everybody goes on Twitter, on Facebook to try to win Funkos.
Yep.
Except for me, I'm not doing that. I'm eating sushi. Fuck Funkos.
My brother, he's posting about alternative facts, and he's like a photo of mashed potatoes. Why? Hey, go on your Funko. I typed in Gunko. Damn, I can't even.
I can eat sushi without teeth, Mar. I don't think I never have to wear them.
Is this a page?
Mm-hmm.
I need to go like this page.
Anybody want some eel sushi?
Aw, Scott is so cute. With Scott Pilgrim Pop, we should make next.
I said Wallace.
I see you. Yeah, Envy Adams would be cute.
I would love an Envy.
Oh, yeah?
I want the vegan police set.
Oh, my God. Comment, then.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Yeah, comment. Oh, look at Knives. I can't handle her. She's adorable. Scott is so cute. Ugh, why are they all so cute?
Or,
people said
phone and comment it.
Someone wants a Lucas Lee.
The vegan police.
Baby's coming, he's coming now.
Oh, a Todd would be cute.
He's incorrigible.
He's not anymore. Gideon would be cute.
I love how magically, like, the car stopping makes the baby spit out, like.
She ain't even had to push. God, I hate him already. Hey, raise the volume a little.
I'm gonna cry and get some milk.
Poor woman. God, I hate this kid. The car. Didn't we see this in the theater?
I'm like 90% sure.
I feel like we did.
Oops. going fast.
Walker House, my favorite, me coming here to talk to y'all about my day-to-day. And y'all, that's pretty much in a shit.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Vegan police.
I don't know what else you want me to say to them, and I'm also going to make them out.
I need to know where your commode is at.
Oh, what's that?
Can I have my phone back now?
It's not connecting to the thing.
Here.
Can I have my phone back now? Peyote.
Oh, it's alright. I'm a volunteer driver. Okay. I'm a semi-professional race car driver and
an athlete. I'm a semi-professional rider.
And personally, Doc, if you're going to be a car driver, you don't listen to me.
Your teacher.
Okay, I think that's enough. Why are these kids knowing this?
This is egregious. Egregious!
Those are alternative facts.
We were cellmates.
I can't get this bag of chips open. Why?
It's Tina with her chips.
Come on.
It's coming first.
But it's hard.
You're last.
Oh, wow. Thanks. That's almost as many people as were at the inauguration.
Dude, sporting events
fake
have
news.
A whole lot of people, though.
That's true.
Those stadiums hold a lot. At the
who are you rooting for in those, in the, like, championship games, whatever they are? You know, like, for the
football thing?
Like, they have the Pats versus the Steelers, I think, which, of course, I'm over the Patriots now, by... Then they have the Falcons versus the Packers, I think. Did I get that right?
I cheer for the Patriots because it pisses everybody off because like, everybody acts like they're the worst people in the world, and it's like they just got caught doing the things that
yeah,
they all
do. I agree. I mean, it's just that I'm tired of them going to every Super Bowl. Like, I'd like to see the Falcons. The Steelers, too. They've been to a lot of Super Bowls. Ooh,
but I don't keep up with sports as much because we don't have cable.
But you love sports. You play all those sports games.
Yeah. I love playing sports video games more than I do watching.
Okay, so on Groupon, they have this survival kit. It's a hydration pack with a parachute camping hammock and a lantern. And a survival watch.
For
a compass and a flint fire starter.
For what?
Paracord and a whistle.
How much is it?
$25.
Wow, that's a good price.
So, you know, I think everybody should have their, like, bats prepared.
What?
You know, for when Trump institutes the Hunger Games and we gotta run.
For when we see that flash of blinding white light.
Where are you
we
fucking
have to duck?
Running to?
Swamps.
I don't know, just...
Get by a gator.
Just poke that, force field thing.
Yep. I feel like PETA.
Mm-hmm.
Stop my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I did appreciate the touch that, like, Finnick was the only one that knew CPR.
I know.
Water.
Exactly. Katniss was a dumbass and thought he was, like, killing him or something or making out with him.
I'd watch that.
I wouldn't.
There's a Hunger Games porn.
I don't want to watch that. I just really like Sam Claflin, so he's pretty.
Mm-hmm. I'm sad Finnick died.
This was the saddest death.
Thus. No, Sinus, and then Finnick.
Yeah, but you've never seen Santa die.
Yeah, but it's implied that he dies.
Brutally. Excuse me.
People also compared Melania's inauguration outfit to, like, I think it was President Coin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I laughed.
President Coin?
She wasn't a president.
From District 13.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because
when they catnip killed.
My friend Stephanie posted that on Facebook, and I was like, so is some redneck deer hunter going to come to our rescue and shoot her? And then it went on a tangent about maybe Kathleen Hanna would save us, and then I was like, I want to hear Kathleen Hanna singing Hanging Tree. And then we were both like, that would be awesome.
I agree, but I feel like we're on a list somewhere now.
Probably.
Huh?
I feel like we're on a list somewhere.
We've always been on a list.
You maybe, not me.
Yeah, you are. You're a military family.
Well,
all military families.
Everybody's on a list because Facebook is a conspiracy so that the government can get your information. So.
Good thing I don't
We willingly them. Give it away.
They didn't need that before, right? Because the internet's nothing but a government run to begin with.
What's he doing with his hands?
I want everyone to leave me alone. I don't want to be on the internet. I just want Sacha Baron Cohen to come.
Yeah, Penny Pancakes.
This movie would have been good by itself, but when Sacha Baron Cohen's character just takes it to another level.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think he's super talented. I don't like any of his stuff on its own. I like him in, like, group movies.
Oh, he was the best in Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm. Like, I loved other stuff.
I loved Borat. God, I don't know why I love Borat.
Borat
so much.
Was funny, but then when he started making the movies of all the other characters,
Bruno, yeah,
they were all Borat again, and I was
agree.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't find Bruno funny whatsoever. Like, I wanted to leave the theater.
We watched The Dictator, too, and that was just so stupid.
It looked dumb. I feel like Natalie wanted to see it.
I also like, Will Ferrell. Very few of his movies I enjoy. Like, he's super annoying.
I agree. Well, this is, like, the one movie I love.
I like this. I like Step Brothers.
I love Step Brothers. Was he in Anchorman? Is that him?
Yeah. I like the first Anchorman. The second one was terrible.
I agree.
I didn't think it was terrible. I just think it was basically rehashing the first one.
I just killed a man with a trident.
I mean, it's like all the Hangover movies are good, but they're basically all the same thing.
Dude, the third one's super dark, though.
They're all the same.
The first two
movie.
Are amazing. The second one, or the third one was, like, weird.
Yeah, but they're all basically the same movie.
What is this nonsense? Shake and bake.
If you grew up in the South, you know what shake and bake is. I was trying to tell somebody about shake and bake, making chicken with it at work, and they didn't never heard of shake and bake. I was like, you still buy that in fucking stores.
Yeah, I know what shake and bake is. Is it good, though?
Yeah, it actually is. I've made chicken before.
I feel like
it.
We have it in our pantry, but we never use it. Like Hamburger Helper.
It's basically all it is different, kind of seasoned breading, and you just stick it in a bag, and that's how you mix it in there.
I love the sound of your baby. Aw, Amy Adams. I love her.
I forgot she was there.
They're saying she has the Leo curse now. That, like, she's getting nominated for all the awards and not winning
no,
them.
No, I noticed that. That's sad. Don't worry, Leo finally won.
Yeah.
When you work on your mysterious lady parts, you should have the right tool.
Or crash the car straight to it. Go there, here's the deal. I'm the best there.
Ah, piss excellent.
I love that one.
I'm going to start saying that. I piss excellent.
All their gigantic cars.
This car. She's been slaving over that.
Oh, I know somebody at their wedding, they had like Wendy's and stuff.
Classy.
I think that's great when people do that, though, because you know what? Why spend like $20,000 on food and shit like that? Buy pizza and shit. And for one thing, the afterwards, the people are actually at the wedding. Most of the people leave right after it, like the bride and groom.
Just elope. Fuck everyone.
I agree.
Get everybody fucking drunk, and then don't tell everybody until they all get fucking drunk and say, oh, by the way, this is a wedding.
Be like a surprise wedding, like on Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus. We thank you for my wife's father, Chip. I love the kids.
They're my favorite. I forgot about them. Let's cut them at you with, like a spider monkey.
Gold fleece diapers.
Finish the damn race.
But I'm here to party too. Yes, ma'am.
Here, 8 pounds, 6 ounces. Baby Jesus. One time, I feel like I've always told this story, but my mom's fucking bitch friend. She's like this fat bitch.
Edit this part out.
No. I'm allowed to mention this.
Okay.
Hand me the CD cover.
They used to be friends.
DVD cover.
And she was such a bitch. Like, we got a piano. And she's like, oh, we're thinking about getting a baby grand piano. Which I'm like, ew.
Have fun with that.
She was always a competitive bitch. And so she came over and they were like super Christian. Like, they were Baptist. And they were always like rude to me, but whatever. So she came over for Thanksgiving one year. And she's like, Christina, say grace. And I was like, grace! And then she got, like, super mad. And, like, every year my siblings remind me and they're like, say grace! And I'm like, no. Literally,
you
like...
You should do the Adams Family one. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Amazing.
We used to do that at camp. I don't know why. Randomly.
What camp?
It's like Girl Scout camp. No, it'd be like... What is it? It's like, we thank you for this food, Lord.
Oh, I like that.
Shit, what was it? Oh, now I can't remember.
Snappy and catchy.
Because it was like to the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn, I should have done that.
I'm going to kick you in the back of the head.
I love those kids.
I told her she had a lumpy butt. And then she yelled at me until I peed my pants.
Oh my God, I need to find my DVD. I forgot how much I love this movie.
Part of Grace and what's that would have named her Dr. Quinn Medicine. That's it. We wanted Dr. Quinn. Oh yeah, what are they called? Walker and Texas Ranger or something?
Yep, that's their names. Walker.
Cal is so creepy.
Got Johnny Cash?
Yep. Wait, no, I think that was Waylon Jennings, actually.
Damn, he sounded like Johnny Cash.
They actually have similar tones and voice.
Oh, this one's different. But I found one. Okay, it's like da 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 da. And then it's like, we thank you, we thank the Lord for giving the food we need for living because we really need it and we like to eat it. Na 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 na.
I like that. That's cute. I like that. I'm gonna bookmark that in my head for next time. Way more creative than Grace.
Just do it. Da da da.
Wonder Bread. I'm surprised someone didn't have a Wonder Bread car.
They have had Wonder
Bread. Is there one?
Yeah.
I've been to one NASCAR race and that's it.
I've never been to any.
We got free tickets.
Since that lady like got hit with a tire and died. Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know, NASCAR would be exciting like the last lap for like, but for like the most of the race I'd be like, come on. His wife.
Aw, he's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Clark Duncan. I liked him.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. It's not crazy to think I could live to be 245, 300. Sure as heck does.
Some of them are laughing.
I haven't seen Molly Shannon in anything in a long time.
Not really, I don't think I have either. I'm sure she does a lot of stuff to do.
Aw, the awkward convo where you're never gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Cal. If you win, how am I gonna win?
My dad used to wear Old Spice all the time.
Huh?
I feel like that's a requirement for dads.
What?
Military dads.
Yep. My dad has Old Spice. We got him the gift set for Christmas.
Maybe that's why they keep wearing it, is because we keep buying it.
This is true. And, like, I was talking about how it was a dad thing, and the guy in the aisle was laughing, because I'm like, I'm sure he knows that it's a dad thing.
It is.
He's probably a dad. But, I mean, it smells good. Why not?
I want this music out of my head! Why did you search the jazz community? Was he no to pay some screen? No one plays jazz here in Pitstop, okay? So why is this song once it keep it on there for profiling purposes? We also got the Pet Shop Boys. Damn, I hate the Patriots. My name is Tyler.
Did they win? Because the Falcons won in
AFC. Yeah, I think it's the Falcons versus the Patriots. Which I'm like, yawn, we know the Patriots will win. So they always fucking win. Which is okay, because I have a Patriots jersey from work.
I like how Tom Brady's probably like, fuck you, commissioner, you suspend me for four games, we still whooped
everybody. Yeah, I kind of root for them in that sense, because I'm like, I just like, Tom Brady's good, but he went on that trip with Ben Affleck and his nanny, and I just feel like they're all douches. I don't know. Remember the nanny wore Tom Brady's Super Bowl rings? It was all so weird.
Gross.
And like, isn't he married, by the way? Yeah, to Giselle, who's a Victoria's Secret angel, by the way.
This is fucking Tiger Woods all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating on his beautiful wife with like waitresses from the airport.
Why? I just don't get it.
You're welcome.
I love him.
You sound like a dog with peanut butter stuck to his
mouth. I forgot they said that.
I love that he takes time to slap him.
Mm-hmm.
Frightened baby chipmunk.
Hey guys, there's a recipe. It's called jalapeno boats. It's jalapenos cut in half, filled with sausage and cheese, and you bake them. Yes! Yes.
You want to give me a beer while I'm down here?
You are now fucking me and making me look ridiculous. Just say, hey, just put this in there. I had a whole mess of papers this morning. It was like pancakes, maybe even there. You can make it. It's just a French word for them.
I tried to get them to do crepes at work, and they were like, acting like it would be such a big deal, and it's like, it's actually easier mix than pancake mix. Because
mm-hmm.
We make fucking pancakes, but we don't, they're not allowed to have syrup, so it's like stupid.
Why can't they have syrup?
Because it's too sweet. They ain't allowed that much sweets at once.
Who eats pancakes without syrup? I'm sure when they go home, they have tons of syrup with their
They also do waffles without syrup, too.
Yeah, but I eat waffles without syrup, but pancakes,
I don't.
Ew.
I mean, you just grab the Mangoes out of the toaster,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well,
now you're about to get tasty.
Because I get blueberry or chocolate chip, and you don't need, or cinnamon. You don't need syrup. I like how your work acts like the kids don't go home and have a fucking cup of syrup with their waffles.
A whale and a dolphin getting it on.
Amazing. Who were the writers for this movie? Those words ain't worth a velvet painting of a whale and a dolphin getting it on.
I can't even read the credits.
Oh, that he has his husband and like everyone's like scandalized.
Yeah, yeah.
Rooms start to spin real fast.
God.
I love that like conservatives
were really
upset about
Will Ferrell and Adam McKay.
Of course Will Ferrell is one of them. It is a pretty funny movie though, I'll give him that. What did you say?
Oh, I just liked when this came out, like, conservatives were upset because they thought that Will Ferrell was making fun of them.
Well,
like,
if the shoe fits.
Even though he's conservative in real life, like
mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell is.
Yep.
It's like when people go after South Park and say it's a liberal TV show and stuff like that, and it's
but they're
like...
they're not, they're libertarians.
Yeah, okay. They're not, like, big-time liberals and stuff like that. Like, and
what's
they
crazy?
Take shots at everybody on that show.
Fox News called out the people for their word saying they were alternative facts. I'm like, the day Fox News calls you out, you know, you need to rethink. Yeah.
Oh, look at all those German shepherds.
Oh, pups. None of them as cute as Duke, but all of them cuter than Apollo. Got us.
Save me, Tom Cruise. Save me, Oprah.
I think, in a way, the people, the official NASCAR people involved with this, like the announcers and drivers and stuff, didn't get the fact that this movie is making fun of you for being fucking racist people and shit, uh-huh. prejudicial people and everything, too. Like, I don't think they got that, the people that worked on it.
Mar, we ate that whole thing. We need to die.
What'd y'all eat a whole thing of? I ate a whole thing of sushi.
Yeah, okay. There's a big difference. This is unhealthy.
Sushi. This is healthy. You know, sushi actually is pretty healthy.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't have a lot of grease or anything.
I said there was a big difference. This is unhealthy.
Fine.
Because mine had eel, and then it had cucumbers and seaweed and rice.
I feel like I would choke to death on eel. Like, it's so slimy. I would fucking gag.
It's not slimy, though. And most sushi, you don't even have that much meat in it.
Yeah, me too. It would be all I could
focus on. But you're eating the rice and stuff, so you the only thing that you have a problem with texture, and I don't even really eat it that much, also is sashimi, which is just the slices of sushi.
Oh, my Neko Atsume cats ate that. Sashimi. Did they not?
They did.
They did. Fucking Tubbs would come and take that sashimi right away.
You know that movie
I didn't
want to
spend money on it
because
I'm like, he's just going to come fucking take it.
You know they made a live action movie of that.
What? What? Where? I wasn't speaking to you, Siri.
Let me quote the late, great Colonel Sanders. I'm too drunk to take this ticket. What is this nonsense?
Shake and bake.
I love that they nuzzle nose this.
I feel like I want to start replaying that cat game, but
it's too much.
It's sad.
I put a lot of effort into it before. I don't want to.
My brother got all the cats.
You know, not too long ago, I went back and looked at Farmville on Facebook again.
Whoa.
And they changed it so much. It looks
like
bad it now. It doesn't look like the animations are gross on it and stuff.
Gross?
Yeah, they look stupid and shit. Like, it was best when it was a simple game to play.
Mm-hmm. They always have to overdo it. Look at her damn outfit.
Ugh. It rhymes. They're both verbs.
They sound like the Bushy family.
Sawing off his own calf.
Yeah.
My brother did that.
Look at his fucking tongue.
If you get tired of having his cast on one time when he broke his arm and he sawed it off.
You have to use a saw.
You have to use like a fucking like.
That's what they use at hospital. They use
I don't know. I never had a cast.
I chipped mine away little by little, but at the time it was time for me to go to the doctor, it's basically off.
That's not safe.
Neither was me pulling out IVs all the time
either,
but I used to do it.
I hate you. Die.
I have never broken a bone. Knock on that.
Damn.
I mean, the tip of my finger flew off because I slammed it in a door, but they sewed it back on. I didn't need a cast or anything. So that happened. It was my middle finger, too, so every time everyone's like, which finger is it? I'm like, this one.
I've broken every finger except for my thumbs. I've never broken my thumbs.
Knock on this.
The only time you usually break your thumbs is if you put your thumb in your hand when you punch somebody.
Really? I've hit Apollo and I've jammed my fingers so many times hitting him, which I don't abuse my dog or anything.
Your dog abuses you. You're the one that's black and blue around that dog.
You have not seen my black eyes and my scars. He is actually a wild animal. He is vicious.
I ate too much and I'm gonna die.
Same. I ate with my eyes, so look at my plate over there, and I'm like, yeah.
You ate with your eyes?
Yeah, my mom says I eat with my eyes.
There's this character in the Sandman comics that has teeth for eyeballs. It's scary as fuck.
Well, my mom says that when you get too much food, because you, like, think you want all that
food. You're eating with your eyes and not with your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
My great-grandma used to always say that to us, and then she'd be like, if we didn't eat it, she'd be like, there are children starving in Africa.
And I'd be like, well, if it fits a chip, send it to them.
I think I said something like, okay, are we sending the food to them then?
And they hate when we get all smart, too.
I mean, to be fair, she grew up during the Great Depression, so.
Don't worry, we will too.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's not coming. A contest, people.
It's not a race, guys.
That's a race.
Mm-hmm.
I just let it bad for
her. Oh, God. Sorry. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I can't believe somebody said they were at the Women's March yesterday and they weren't.
Somebody, the tool. A giant tool.
Mm-hmm. She didn't have a single picture.
God, next weekend's gonna be so fucking busy.
Why?
Well, y'all are going to Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
I got 4 podcasts to record with people. Plus, there's a Royal Rumble next weekend. And somebody wants me to do a live podcast with them for that. So it's like 5 podcasts I'm recording.
And then you're going to be like, oh my god, it's Bernie Sanders with the steel chair.
Please do.
That's my favorite meme that came out of the inauguration, okay?
Me too. But I also loved George Bush wrestling with a poncho.
I like that too. And I do let, like, Michelle's face gave me life.
Oh, the Tiffany box? Yes.
Just her, like, not even hiding it. And she looked like Jim from The Office. Just staring at the camera. Save me, Oprah! Fantastic.
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
We were at Walmart last week. It was like, what, 9 o'clock at night or something? And there was this guy and the girl in the parking lot, and they were singing Hakuna Matata really loudly. It made me happy.
I love that. And ever since I've been talking about The Lion King and how I watched it and cried, because, well, I watched clips on YouTube, and then everyone was talking about The Lion King, and when Trump was inaugurated, they're like, it feels like when Simba comes back. And Scar is the king, and the hyenas are her, and I was like, exactly, people, exactly.
Mar wants us to do a series of podcasts that's nothing but Disney movies.
Revisiting classic Disney movies.
Yeah.
We should have done one during Beauty and the Beast.
But I say we have to start with the first one.
Snow White.
Yeah, and then go from there.
We can. I hate Snow White.
No king, no king, la 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 la.
Everyone called me Snow White in middle school. As like the jokes old.
Fuck off. Help me, Tom Cruise.
So I hated Snow White.
Use the word crossed off. I have a question. Like, how does Will Ferrell get down to his underwear so fast?
Dude, me too. I always wondered.
Like, it seems like every movie he's in, he's down to his underwear.
He has practice.
That's teammate right there.
Oprah Winfrey. Good days in racing, and there's bad days. Ricky Bobby just had himself a bad
day. He does not make noises like that. You gotta pull the plug.
My heart rate is 106. Why? Must be all that eating.
I wonder what mine is. I think I can test it with my phone.
My Fitbit is telling me.
Look at him. Look at him. I've never seen him make that noise ever.
Oh, I need to sink my foot.
Mine says it's 80. Is that good?
Yeah,
that's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Chips movie, and you know who's in it? Dax Shepard.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I reached my step goal. What's your step goal for the day?
Mine's like 12,000.
Yeah.
So. Alright. Overachievers, mine's 10,000.
I spread my butt cheeks.
I made 12,000 steps today, though.
I never reach my goal on, like, weekends, though.
I only reached it because I went to Target today.
You got 12,000 steps at Target?
No, bro, throughout the course of the whole day. I told you all I do is roll around in bed in the morning, and it gives me 100 steps. I'm like, all right, whatever you say.
Pro tip.
I didn't mean to. I just looked at my Fitbit, and it was like 100 steps. I'm like, I haven't even gotten out of bed yet. Whatever.
Will he be able to start a fire with his thoughts?
Usually I run 3.5 miles. Okay, I don't run. I, like, half jog. But it gives me 7,000 steps off the bat.
That's pretty good.
Where are you going?
To get water. More.
It's all painful.
Hope nobody lives underneath you.
They do.
Oh.
She's a Trump supporter.
Oh. Oh. Sorry, my
bad. Well, that's a little loud.
How do you know she's a Trump supporter?
Because she, for one day, had Trump flag in her front window, and then it was taken down.
When she realized that she wasn't going to have health care, probably?
Oh, no, she's a piece of crap because she sells reverse mortgages to old people.
Dude, I always wondered what a reverse mortgage was.
It's like, basically, they take, like, a mortgage out on it, but it's like, what is it? It's like, they don't have to pay, like, extra fees on it or something. Because it's assumed, you know, like, you'll die before you pay it off and stuff. But usually, like, a lot of those people end up going into default on them.
That is so sad.
He's always crying. You want to know what I am? You want to see what my life is? Huh? You want to see what's going on here? Don't you stick that knife in your leg. Fucking idiot. Well, now he can walk.
I just love the expression Michael Clark Duncan has in this.
It's like these crazy white people.
I love him. He's such a good actor.
Mm-hmm. They're so fucking stupid.
I know somebody's mom stabbed himself in the leg with scissors one time being a dumbass.
Michelle did that one time.
Oh my god, they fucking stuck a second one in.
Well, they gotta get the first one out. It's like something a bunch of kids would do.
Music in this, like,
mm-hmm. I love this song.
I love that it's in French too, like.
Thank you.
in Sarah. It looks like the NASCAR has gone French.
Well, in other news, Ricky Bobby is going to be running some test laps this weekend at Rockingham, an attempt to come back from his grisly crash at Charlotte.
It is one of the hardest things to do in racing, and try to bounce back after a grind devastating mile of wreck. Ricky Bobby was traumatized during the incident.
All right, Remy, go now.
But today he gets to start back into the race car for the first time since. I'm sure that he can still get the job done.
You know you can't go slow on those type tracks if your car will actually turn over because they're sideways. You have to be going really fast.
Underwear again.
I gotta go take a shit.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk amongst yourself.
You're welcome, Internet. Brian's gonna go take a shit.
Have a live network feed of me taking a shit.
I gotta go check on Cuckoo Bird. You're gonna settle down.
Yes, sir. What began as a day of such hope and optimism for Ricky Bobby and his race team.
I love how fast stuff moves. Like, the wife divorced him already. And he's all watching in the bleachers. Ominous French film look. Leprechaun tattoo. That is creepy.
Creepy.
got nowhere to go. Call it count again.
No.
Hey, Ricky, are you on fire? I said I'm short, dude. Shut up.
It's a nice bike. That Huffy. The dad is so gross. Notifications.
Wow.
No, he's dedicated.
One of you turds about to get smacked in the mouth.
This fucking girl on Facebook, she's like, I have a 200 word essay due tonight and I haven't even started. I'm like, 200 words is like,
that's like
a paragraph?
How long was your Facebook post? Like,
exactly.
Oh my god, please count the words in her Facebook post and be like, that's 30
you're halfway
right there.
Yo, God gave me McDonald's today and God just took it away.
God giveth and God taketh away.
Well, I lost my appetite, thankfully. I ate too much.
Apparently, I've never heard that from y'all before. Except for every time I've ever heard, I got gummy tummies.
Yeah, today I didn't, to be honest.
We got Rice Krispie tummy instead.
I'm shocked and disgusted that didn't happen. I can't believe it. I don't want this anymore.
Stop.
I'll leave my spot for you.
That's gross. I never want to hear it again.
What?
Rice Krispie treats.
Until next time.
Yeah, until next time.
Get your balls back.
But where did my, this? This is mine.
Professor Dickies.
I ate a lot of my food. It's just an illusion.
What?
But I will be.
Where am I, spot woman?
I'm just posting on my cat Instagram now.
What's your cat Instagram code?
Four fat cats. There are four fat cats. Yeah.
And a dog.
We'll promote that on the podcast.
Yes.
Four fat cats. Check it out on Instagram.
You won't regret it.
Marge just showed me the Monopoly Bob's Burgers. But
what?
Some of those Monopoly games don't make no sense. They have to make sense for me. Like, the Star Wars one was awful.
Yeah, itself. I'd have to see if it had places, but, like, I like that it has, like, the tag is, get ready to chorizo your own adventure burger.
But is the Harry Potter one good?
I don't know if there's an official Harry Potter one. Somebody made a template for one online.
Oh, I don't think there was a Harry Potter one. There was a Walking Dead one, though. Why was there? Did that one make sense?
Because the point of, like, Monopoly is it has to be location.
Yeah.
Like, when they go outside that, it doesn't work like when they make them people. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Anarchy! Anarchy! Let's see, the custom figures are Bob, Linda, Tina, Jean, Louise, and Teddy.
Tina's the best, obviously.
I love Tina. Houses are renamed Modest Apartments, and hotels are renamed Beautiful Mansions. Custom board game features locations from the show. Custom themed Monopoly money. Community chests and chance cards are renamed Community Garden, and White Pants Take a Chance.
White Pants. Oh, man.
Never wear white pants.
That's the truth.
You're going to break us like wild horses.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, I think they're places. I want this game.
That was easy. Mark Haven, super easy.
Health inspector, pay $100. Let's see, the tickle boat from Wonder Wharf, the Wonder Wheel, the Wonder. What is the coaster name? Like, okay. Oh, the Scaracane. And then the Scramble Pan are all the, like, the railroads.
I'm embarrassed.
How many more times are you gonna toss me the radio in the bathtub? Oh, this movie.
Hey man, you up? We got a bunch of puppy. I think your house is haunted.
Hey, come on, it's 2:30 in the morning.
I can't sleep in here, man. Scared.
Look, there's nothing to be scared of. It's a new house, a lot of creeps and bones and growing.
I miss you, bro.
Hey, I'm the one talking to you. Remember that I hate you?
Remember that I hate you?
Yeah. When you have the stereo on at the same time as the TV.
Hey, when someone comments on your Instagram photo and says, like fast, I'm like, absolutely not.
No, people do it to me all the time about, like, publishing stuff. They'll be like, I'll link to your stuff if you link to mine. And I was like, well, I haven't read your stuff. Like, I'm not just going to automatically do a link thing.
And if I follow someone, it's because I like their photos. So it annoys me when people follow you and then immediately unfollow you if you follow them or not. I'm like, you're annoying. That's not the way I network. I don't know. It's weird. I like to, like, interact and be like, hey, I love your photos. People are annoying, so I just ignore them.
What the hell are you talking about? Real simple, son. Cops are coming. There's a kilo of Colombian Bam Bam under the car. Time to be a
Colombian Bam Bam, Mario.
You got hair on your peaches or what?
Oh, I just like, okay, this movie. This movie never gets old.
Nope.
Did we just become best friends?
It's just a treasure. Yeah. I forgot about it.
I think they're honestly the best part.
Yep, I think so too.
I want to go fight.
Word around town is I got a crazy little boy that only says I want to go fast. Karen.
Applebee's.
I like Applebee's though.
I do too.
I know, I used to hate them, but recently they got that blue ribbon brownie and it's my favorite.
Applebee's and Chili's I think are both alright.
Mm-hmm.
Fridays used to be good, but
ooh,
they've
gone downhill.
Yeah,
fast.
They've really gone downhill.
And I used to eat there when I worked at Best Buy because they were like right there. But ever since then, and that was like 10 years ago almost, and they've like gone so downhill.
We went there last like 4 or 5 times we went there. It was really bad, so we were like, we're not really fucking going back there.
Right the now. Last time I went there was like 2011, and it was awful, so I was like, no thanks.
We went there twice with other people, and it was bad, and then we went there twice in our own, and it was really bad, and we were like, we ain't going back.
But we've given you enough chances, Fridays. I'm surprised they're still open.
There's the time I wrote like a really bad review to them, and the manager called me. Of one of the local ones, it was like, oh, I'd like to talk to you about this. And I was like, I don't want to talk to you. Why should I waste my time talking to you?
Like,
are you going to give me my money back? No.
Exactly.
So why should I fucking
talk to you?
They're
probably like, let me give you a free meal next time. And I'm like, I don't want to eat there. Alright, relax.
Here's Reese, gotta fuck shit up.
I've had people do that to me at restaurants.
What?
They'll be complaining about something, and you'll be, I'm sorry, and they'll be like, don't interrupt me, and it's like, okay, fucking shut
wow.
up.
Wow, all right then. You wanna go?
Until you win one, and then you're like, I fucking won.
What did Leo even win the Oscar for, that bear movie?
Yeah.
He didn't deserve it for that movie, no. Or any of the other movies he made.
Wow, throw so hard down.
God damn, yeah. Ryan, what's your peep? Why you gotta talk shit like that?
I'll just always remember Amy Adams is the teenager on Smallville that had to suck fat out of people.
We need to. I told Marcus the other day, we should start watching Smallville on podcast.
Oh, can we please? Please, please, please. This is trash. I'm gonna throw it. Anyway, Leo deserved the Oscar for that. For What's Eating Gilbert.
Just sit it beside the trash can.
Gilbert.
I could have drowned it.
Ain't no more.
Sorry guys, I was
something
that looked like a burger and I had to pick it up.
A burger? Oh, that was Mark's burger phone.
Yes. Yeah.
Got that at the Goodwill.
I know you had a burger phone.
Okay, we don't have a phone line because, like, who has a landline?
Nobody.
So,
I mean, it's a good thing to have, but although, like, people that deserve telemarketers.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But at the Goodwill, they had a hamburger phone, and I fucking needed it.
I'm on my hamburger phone. It's kind of,
like, super awkward.
Oh, I'm so happy you have one. I saw it on top of the freezer, and I was like, what's that?
I don't have any use for it, but I needed it.
It's a good prop.
If we ever get a house, we'll put it in the living room.
Like a White Snake video.
I need to go to Goodwill this week, because I need to finish my Luna Love Good. I need to work on my Luna Love Good costume.
Have you got any ideas for your anime costume for when we go to the anime thing?
I mean, I have an idea. But I'm going to need my mom's assistance. Ooh, she said she would find, she would do your coat if you wanted.
Oh,
cool.
I meant to text you the day of, but, well, that ship sailed.
Do you want me to give it to you tonight?
If you want. Yeah, but I don't know how short you want it. You'll have to give me an inkling.
Just step over everybody. And then, when it's your right step, don't use it. And you know that that fear is powerful because it has been there for billions of years. And it is this part is super weird.
This is put in here instead of a beep because beeps are annoying, but I also need to edit out something because I'm not going to jail. So, beep!
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with...
Brian, edit this part out.
Oh my god. Remember how we're recording?
Brian, edit this part out. I know, I'm making a note. Edit it out.
Still not going to jail for a fucking podcast.
I understand.
I don't either. That's why I was confused. I didn't mean anything by it, but I'm like,
delete this! Delete this part, Brian. Look away. Things are about to get crazy.
Oh god, now he doesn't even fucking know where his code is.
I don't know.
I hate when people comment on my shit and I don't see the comment because there's so many things. I can't wait for the Harry Potter this weekend.
It's bad habit to break, like stalking your girlfriend. I just like how some of these comments, though, like, it, you know, like, they seem fucked up, but it's, like, kind of a good, like, critique of people.
Yeah, I agree.
He's fucking hanging out with Mos Def and Elvis Costello.
Ricky Bobby. God, did you see Chewbacca?
I love them.
No, I wore the Darth Vader ones yesterday.
Did you find your coat?
Yes,
found his motherfucking coat.
I stand by my previous statements.
What?
I don't want to say it because we're recording.
What's your previous statement?
I'm not saying it because we're recording.
Oh, I have a feeling I know. It has something to do with...
I think it needs to be like right here, don't you?
What? That short?
Or you think
what are you, a slut?
Right? I think it should be like knee length. Do you have a pin or something so I can put it in there to mark the spot?
Do we have any pants left?
Maybe you have a sticker.
Maybe like a foot?
No.
A foot, I think.
Manita right here.
I feel like it should be like there, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would put
there. Let me mark it. So.
Just gonna think you're ruining the coat by doing that.
It's right. Too long though.
I would put like, I don't know, even if I had a sticker or something, I would just stick a sticker
Brian,
on it.
Brian, you could cosplay as Silent Bob.
Or Leonardo DiCaprio's character in The Basketball Diaries.
Yeah. You're gonna be a male prostitute.
Which is, he also shoots up a school. Edit.
I could put still one of your hair bows, but it
doesn't that work? Okay.
No!
Here, you use it.
You're trusting me. Does that look good?
Yeah, I think it'll be
good. Take it off then.
You guys, I can't stop coughing / sneezing.
I don't know what. I feel like
the allergy.
Yeah.
I'll put it right here.
I think it's the incense. Okay, perfect.
And I am going to pay her.
Oh, please. She won't allow it.
Or I'll just pay you.
No. I told you to make stir fry. That was the compromise.
Okay. I'll make stir fry for you for your mom doing something.
All right, sweet.
Oh,
Alright. This is like a podcast about a movie and we never already talked about the movie.
What?
I said we've hardly even talked about this movie through something.
I did.
Oh, you ever saw it often, you would be like, I got Spider Mikey!
I made comments.
There's a tornado warning, like, alert right near SeaWorld, it says.
Ooh. He died in my arms.
Take cover, tornado warning, including Orlando, Titusville, Conway, Florida, until 8:30.
I'm trying to get the EOC Twitter to update.
That's why I was looking at the EOC.
So, guys, this might be our last podcast.
Oh, please. We always have tornado warnings.
Podcasting through a fucking hurricane. Literally, it was podcasting.
That would have been fun. I'm sorry, but my friend just linked me to her friend's Facebook. She didn't link me. She screenshotted. And the girl was like, I'm sorry, but our rights being threatened? Women's rights? And I'm like, oh my God, please stop.
You see when, like, somebody said it to Chris Evans, and he's like, you need to reread your podcast, and then you'll see the problem. Post. I mean, reread your tweet and you'll see the
what
problem.
Did they say?
They were like, I don't understand what like something like, I don't understand, I don't think women's are losing any rights or being treated bad. And Chris Evans' response was like, you need to read your own tweet and then you'll see the problem.
Chris Evans, leave it to Chris Evans. If he has to explain it to you,
he's Captain America. He's a good boy,
the best boy.
And sponsors aren't doing very much, so will we be painted the car? Well, take a look. Come on,
then. Me. Well, I'm a cougar, but what about me, Sammy?
Me is you. It's just you all. We don't have any corporate sponsors. We don't have any fancy team owners.
I remember I had this NASCAR computer game once, and you could, like, put whatever you wanted to on your car. And, like, I got pictures online of, like, porn pictures and put it on my hood of my car.
Good job. Howdy, babe.
That's how you class it up right there.
Stephanie Last Power.
Where is she?
Winter Park.
Damn. It ain't even raining over here. It's crazy. But yeah, all my friends in Orlando are on Instagram are like, we're nervous. There's a tornado warning. And I'm like, okay, guys. Hope my cats are okay.
I did that strawberries thing, too, to see.
Thank you. They had those at ALA. It was really cool.
What?
This thing called strawberries, and it's like, you can, there are these little plastic connectors, and you can make structures using straws.
Mmm.
Yeah, they're super cool. And, you know, that's kind of something that, like, you could give a minimal explanation and then, like, the kids could do whatever with it.
I had these things called, I forget what they're called. Forget it. There's no point in even. They're like these little, they feel like kind of like clay, but they're like long sticks. Wiki sticks, I think that's what they're called. And you can, like, make all sorts of things out of them.
Ooh.
Yeah. They loved them.
I have a question. Where's Conway, Florida?
Isn't that in near Orlando?
I have no idea.
I've never even heard of Conway, Florida.
But it's like, the weather service is saying, like, Orlando, Titusville, and Conway. And I'm like, but I thought the only thing between Orlando and Titusville was, like, Christmas and Biffle.
I mean, we got a tornado warning all through our area right now, and we wanted the podcast Twister, but we couldn't find it on anything for free.
It's in Orange County. See, I knew it. It's part of Orlando, Kissimmee, Sanford. told you. Because they have, like, Conway Road. So I just figured that's what they were talking about.
Oh, yeah. My favorite thing ever is in Rocket Power when Twister
Rocket
is
Power.
Sick. Yep. And Twister's sick in, what the fuck's his brother's name?
Otto? Reggie?
Is it?
No, Reggie's the girl. Otto's the brother.
No, Twister's brother.
Otto.
Yeah,
Sam is Otto. The squid.
No, is it Otto and Reggie are like the brother and sister?
No. Yeah.
No.
And Twister is the other brother.
No,
no Twister's their friend.
Oh, shit.
And then Twister
right.
has an older brother who's an asshole.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and then the older brother comes in, and, like, Twister's sick, and he's like, what's wrong with you? And Twister's like, I got the Fiji flu. And then, like, the brother's like, you sound like those guys from that movie. It's a Twister! It's a Twister!
His brother's so mean.
The fuck's the brother's name, though? I need to know. I loved Rocket Power so much.
Lars.
Oh, yeah, Lars.
I never would have remembered. I had to Google it. I forgot. I always figured, that's right, I forgot he was a separate kid. They all loved together with me. Lars is such a dick. Did you say they have Rocket Power on Hulu?
No, I wish they did. I'd watch it. Watch shit out of that. They got a lot of between
I'd
Netflix
watch the
and
shit
Hulu,
out of that.
They got a lot of the Nickelodeon shows.
They have Rugrats and they have Doug and they have Hey Arnold, which are the best. Hey Arnold's my favorite. We watched the shit out of all the Hey Arnolds.
Oh, and the Wild Thornberries.
They had the Wild Thornberries.
It was on Hulu, wasn't it?
My favorite is the episode where Debbie makes friends with that girl, and Eliza's, like, convinced she's a dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she, I feel like, it really creeped me out for some reason, but I feel like she was a dolphin.
I feel like they left that open-ended.
Yeah, and it was really fucking creepy, but I loved it. It was really creepy. It, like, genuinely creeped me out.
I loved that.
I think we need to have, along
Darwin,
with the Disney podcast, we need, like, an old-school Nickelodeon podcast.
Yes, yes, Nicktoons.
Yes.
Yeah, but we gotta find Hot Real Monsters.
I love Hot Real Monsters.
Monsters, get real. I call Socrates Obuna sometimes because he has that black and white.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, Bobby!
Click, click, boom!
God, this is so dated.
So dated.
Saliva, isn't that anything? This was my jam in life.
This
God
song was on
this
WWE.
This is on WWE forever, too.
Yeah, it was. What, Brian?
This was on WWE, this song.
Oh, yep. This
you know,
was like their one hit.
There's one thing that'll get me through the next 4 years, or maybe earlier, like when Trump gets impeached, is
SNL.
Stone Cold giving him a stunner.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Nothing will get me through the next 4 years. I just gotta hang in there.
How old were both of y'all when Bush was in office?
18.
Yeah.
18. Is that your first election to vote in? The second?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the second one.
Oh,
yeah. 2004. Yep.
I remember I voted for him too. I was just young and I didn't know. I didn't know. But I mean, in all fairness, he was my childhood crush. What can I say?
I can say you're a little weird.
I am. But he's so adorable.
I mean, I like that about you, but.
Then I wised up and I voted for Obummer. I hate everyone, though. Everyone who's calling for unity, they're the ones who made signs that were like, hang in there, Obama. And it was like literally a guy hanging. I'm like, fuck all of you.
You don't get to call for unity when you spent 8 years sitting there saying, not my president, and he's a terrorist, and
he's from Kenya, and they made, like, effigies of him and, like, burned them and, like, hung them from trees and stuff. Nah!
And then tell everybody that, like, you're not making racial issues, black people are, because they're calling you out on your bullshit.
Ricky Booby!
Your horrendous moral confusion.
My poor friend is involved in a Facebook fight.
Oh.
Because her friend posted and was like, tell me, are women's rights being taken away? So she posted and she's like, this is the mission of the Women's March if you're unsure about women's rights. And they were like, that didn't answer my question. Are our rights being taken away? Are they being threatened? I'm like, are you an idiot?
Those people, they're not accepting any of those answers. Because if they're not actually, like, in chains or anything, then they don't consider themselves oppressed.
Yep.
We don't have things like, you know, explicitly saying women aren't allowed to vote anymore. But they do things like, you know, making it difficult for you to register to vote and cutting down the times for you to go and vote.
Exactly. Like, do you not... I feel like it doesn't take that much intelligence, but... People have to be willingly, like, they have to want to disagree in order to see something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We've only got 6 laps to go. Only Ricky, Bobby, and John Gerard got away
clean. What's the French race called? The Grand Prix?
Which one? There's a lot of.
I don't fucking know. Their version. Isn't that what it's called? The Grand Prix?
The Grand Prix.
The Grand Prix.
All right, Mallory.
You know in Mario Kart when they're like, Mario Grand Prix.
Oh, I love Mario.
Dude, we tried to play that N64 one the other day, and like, our game, like, I don't know if it was the system or the game, and it kept freezing. I know, and I think it's the system, and I'm horrified.
Oh, no.
Because N64 is my favorite Mario Kart. I hate the Wii one. I just hate it. It's
so
hard.
Can I tell you something? I've never played Mario Kart, ever.
What?
Ever.
What?
Because I was so bad at the original Mario Brothers. I couldn't get past, like, the third level that I never played.
Mario Kart is totally different from Mario Brothers.
Like, I only got past, like, the third level ever on Mario, so I stopped playing it.
Mario 64 is so much fucking fun. Damn. I need, like, a new N64 or something.
Next
it's
time,
just, I'd be worried about buying one because they're all fucking old and they're all probably
next active. Time, you should bring your camera over and we'll set it up and we'll record Tina Teaches Brian How to Play.
All right. We can do this.
You got a tripod?
Yes. Well.
Tina Teaches Brian How to Play. Or Tina Teaches a Drunken Brian How to Play.
This will be even more fun. Hungry
for both. I just love this commercial for Applebee's in the middle of it.
I know, it's so random. I, like, had forgotten about it. Welcome back to Talladega, where the long one continues.
I love this part. It's just so stupid.
Well, this can't be legal.
Hey, wait. There's something going on the track out there. Oh, my God. The Russians are on foot. These men will not quit. Go! Go! Let it easy.
I'm sure other people have seen this hat before, but there's a different MAGA hat. Make America gay again.
Oh my god. No!
Love it.
I want to get one for my brother, I feel like. I wonder if he liked it.
It's blue with yellow words.
Tag me. I'm going to send it to him.
You'll see it because it's on a mutual person's Facebook.
Oh, I like that. I forgot that we were live.
Anyway. Yeah. I love it. Make America gay again. Fuck you, Trump.
This movie
just
snogging. It's hilarious.
And they're both of them are the type of actors, they'll just get into it and just do
it. The thing is, in reality, this crowd would not be having that.
Oh no,
but
this,
I mean,
this crowd would be losing its fucking
mind.
They
would be fucking torching the place. Who's the one that's in Zoolander? That's not Will Ferrell.
Yep, Will Ferrell's in
He's
it.
He's in it, yeah.
He plays the bad guy in it.
Okay, that's
got
what,
to.
I knew he was there, but who's the lead guy?
Ben Stiller.
That's I still haven't watched the second one
Me
yet.
Me either. I pretend it's not there, to
I
be
just,
honest.
It's on, like, watch palette. I got it queued up. I just haven't watched
Is
it.
Is David Bowie in that one? Because it came out before he died, right?
I don't know if he is or not.
Because right. He's in the first one.
David Bowie's the best. He's
you
in
know
space
what?
Now.
You know what?
He's in space.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
He's calling everybody home.
Which mm-hmm. movie of his I like? What's his name? I like,
Who, David Mystery Bowie? Man.
That's based on a comic.
David Bowie?
No.
Ben Stiller.
I love Mystery Man.
Ben Stiller? I don't know what the hell
There's
Ben
Stiller
is. Ben Stiller?
He,
Who's Ben Stiller even?
He's in Night at the Museum.
I love Night at the Museum.
Like, some of his movies I enjoy. A lot of the other ones, like, I just cringe hardcore. I don't know.
Like, which ones?
Meet the Fuckers.
Oh.
I just
See,
cringe.
He's such a, like, his face is so, like, blah that I just forget him, like, his name. So I know the movies,
just,
but I forget.
He seems to be in these movies where, like...
There's nothing wrong with
there's
him.
There's always, like, triggered series of events that go wrong for him. And it just, it makes me cringe every time I watch it, because I'm like, is this a sitcom? Like, what the fuck am I watching?
Well, that describes my life, though, so I can't, like, I don't have any room to talk. So.
But have you ever hit a volleyball into someone's face and made them bleed in a pool?
No.
Dodgeball's a really good fucking movie.
Okay,
Dodgeball is good, okay.
But that's not his movie, that's Vince Vaughn's movie.
Ugh, I hate Vince Vaughn,
I also
though.
Hate Vince Vaughn, ugh. Like...
Fuck Vince Vaughn.
And then, like, okay, I liked him, and I can't remember his name, but he's not in anything anymore either. Is his name Justin Long?
Justin Long's in a lot of stuff.
Is he in stuff?
Well,
I don't know.
What,
but I felt like for a while he was trying to act like Vince Vaughn, and it was super
annoying. He was in Tusk, and he was in...
yeah, but nobody saw Tusk.
I don't know what Tusk
is. Tusk is really good. I like Tusk.
What is
and
Tusk? It sounds vaguely sexual.
It's one of Kevin Smith's movies where
okay.
the guy gets, like... Turned into a walrus.
It's like a horse film where this scientist, like,
I don't know
like decides he's going to do, like, a kind of, like, in a way, like, a human centipede thing with him and cut
right,
him
I'm
out
done.
And turn him into, like, a walrus.
Walruses are so cute.
South Park predicted this.
And Yoga
South
Hoser.
South Park also predicted the election results.
Yoga
so
Hosers is actually all right, too. Probably Yoga Hosers is, I think it would have been better, and I talked to a friend about it, if it had been, like, a web series and been in, like, 10-minute installments, because it has, like, 10 minutes of good scenes, but it's not a constant flow of good stuff. But the standouts of that Yoga Hoser movie is Johnny Depp's daughter and Kevin Smith's daughter. They're both really fucking good.
Well, they're the stars of the movie.
Yeah, and they're really good, both of them are.
Spoiler alert, Johnny Depp's a piece of shit.
Yeah, but it's not his daughter's fault. People go after her.
I know. I'm not saying it.
People go after her.
Did I say it was her fault?
People go after her online and be like, your father's a piece of shit and all this other shit, and it's like, you're going after somebody's family.
You're going after a 17-year-old on Instagram. Good
I think
you.
She's so pretty, but she's one of those, like, Tumblr queens, you know?
Dude, you're a Tumblr queen. Your cats are a Tumblr queen compared to me.
Yes, queen.
Instagram. But I didn't say anything bad about her. I just said she's, like, internet famous. Like,
no.
I wouldn't know her, but
I just,
no,
like,
but
she's
Mar knows this. They did. People start going
yeah.
after her instead of her dad. It shows you how sexism works. He does something
yeah,
wrong, and they
definitely.
Go after her instead of her own father that did this shit.
Definitely. Yeah. Which is stupid. Like, she's a young girl. Like, I'm sorry. She's a child. Plus, she loves her dad. Like, leave her alone.
Yeah.
She doesn't know. Like,
let's go get kicked out of Applebee's.
It reminds me of that, well, it doesn't remind me at all, but I was thinking of that random, like, that news article about the girl who the mom, like, stole her, like, from the hospital at birth.
Oh,
and,
my
like,
gosh, yeah.
And now she, like...
And she was in Florida.
Yeah, of course.
Of
and
course.
She kind of, like, wants nothing to do with her bio family, and I'm like, well, she's just got all this news. Like, she, that's her mom,
you know,
as far
like,
as she knows.
She's never known them.
And
they're
people
strangers.
Are like, she's a bitch. She doesn't want to see her family, and I'm
well,
like, ugh, leave her
like
alone.
It's like when somebody... A family member turned out to be a killer or something, and they're like, how can you support your family? Well, they just, this was like thrown on them all of a sudden.
Yeah,
they don't
this is
know
their family anything. That loved them and took good care of them and raised them for their whole life. They're not going to know.
I love these commercials at the end of this.
I found, like, the trailer for the Neko Atsume movie just came up.
What's Neko? Oh, the thing
the
I was saying, yeah.
The cat game.
So we're going to need to figure out how to make that cafe out
yes.
of a cardboard box.
Life's a foolish game. Do you ever feel the same? Change, turn the ship another way. Feel it in the darkness. We're sailing right into those jagged cliffs. Degradation, wasting shifts and mess.